Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's the Who bringing us back. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney, and I'm excited about his book, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bust. Folks, this is it's not only an important book in terms of what's inside, in terms of the content and the quality of the narrative inside, but it's a beautiful book. And I predict, John, more than one award. That's going to be my prediction. I will be shocked if you don't get at least two awards, maybe more, out of this book. So, congratulations on that, folks. If you're a baby boomer, and if you got a business, you got to have this book. If you're thinking about buying a book from a baby boomer, you need to know about what they're up to, and that's what John covers in the book. So John, what else do we need to know about this?
Well, as I said, it's not a how-to. You know, I kid about books that consultants write, you know, the drone tomes that you just read and say, I know what I'm talking about, so do this and do this and do this. As I said, you know, I think that the thing I want people to know about the book is it's all about options. It's all about understanding what you have, understanding realistically what it's worth, and then understanding that depending upon the size and the industry and how many employees you have and how you function, there are a number of different ways for any owner to realize the value of the business. But you have to know what they are. And, you know, again, we talk about these surveys. The last survey showed, the last national survey by the Business Enterprise Institute showed that something like 76% of business owners, when asked how they're going to get out, say, oh, I'll just sell it to a third party. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. There aren't enough third parties there to buy all these businesses.
And I've been telling them that for 20 years.
Yeah. You have, and you know, you need to think about it.
There is not only there are not enough people to do it, and they're generationally. I mean, it's not that they're not. Even if they loved you, there's just not enough bodies. It's just the demographic wave that we're talking about.
Right, and there's other things we go into in the book too. You know, the regulatory environment is not as easy as it was 25 years ago. It's tougher to be in business.
Yep.
This generation doesn't have capital. They've been in debt since they were in college.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of things coming to play here that when you put a business up, finding a traditional qualified buyer, which for the older boomers was always a younger boomer, but when the younger boomers are out of the buying market, which is what is stopping right now, because the youngest boomers are in their early 50s and they don't have many buying years left, it's going to be hard.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing that's going on right now, you talk about the regulatory, you talk about the capital. It's also the disruption that's going on right now out there. Look at what happened over the weekend. I mean, Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Right.
Or is buying Whole Foods. That's a disruption. That's the implications of that disruption hasn't even begun to be felt yet.
Right.
If that happens.
The financial markets are still sketchy at best. And in the end, for any decent-sized business, the most important factor in the price you're going to get is, are the banks lending?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
and what are they going to lend on? If you haven't produced the kind of collateral material, the kind of documentation that makes a banker confident that they're making a loan to a buyer, and that they're buying something of value, they're not going to happen, because everybody knows nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
Right.
The smallest book, the thinnest book in the world, is titled Loan Officer Courage.
I like that. That's excellent.
So what else? What else do we need to know?
So just, you know, you got 250 pages, but there's 300 pictures.
Why so many pictures?
Why so many? Because if a picture's worth 1,000 words, this is War and Peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings it home. It's not just the charts and the graphs. It's, you know, one of my favorites, and I didn't pick it out, so I'll give credit to Beth, our graphics person, is when we're talking about the elasticity of the market, when we're talking about buyers and sellers, and what happens when there are far more sellers than there are buyers. And the illustration is a big sign that says, drop Beanie Babies here by a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, there's humorous stuff in there, stuff that'll just make you smile, but it all brings the point
and helps,
home.
It'll help you get through all the book, folks, and help you gain a new perspective on that you probably need to get after it in terms of divesting your business. Because as we said in the beginning, John, you're going to go out one way or the other, right?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's a bunch of stories in there, too. The live stories from real owners. Whose exits were good, bad, and something in between.
Individuals and couples.
Yes.
Check it out, folks. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Don't forget, folks, the book is called Your Exit Map. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.